So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
What an idiot. I mean, just stupid.
They're doo-doo.
They're doo-doo also.
Let's find more sun.
Ho, ho, ho.
Go tag.
You can molest me all you want. That, and you know what? Shane Falco, so Malchart.
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby. On 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
All right, welcome back to our show. I have the 10 subtle signs you're ready to retire coming up. But first, I wanted to ask the audience. Anybody know anything about this Becky Robinson character? You ever heard of her, Schultze?
No.
Schultze.
Nah, no Becky.
Schultze. Yeah, it's weird. Like, I once asked my wife if, this was not too long ago, I asked her, because the kids were laughing at something I said.
Okay.
And
like
she
was daddy-in, or?
Well, I don't know. I just cracked a joke. Okay. You know, all I do, dude, I joke 99.9% of the time. As a matter of fact, if there is something terrible going on, chances are I will joke about it. It's just my way.
You got to bring levity to it somehow, right?
Well, it's how I get through things is humor, okay?
Hey, we all have coping mechanisms. That's yours.
That's fine. It is definitely a coping mechanism. I like humor with everything that I consume.
Okay.
And I mean, there's oftentimes terrible jokes in my head that as I've gotten older, I've learned to filter, you know.
Or if you're in front of the kids.
Yeah. But, I mean, dude, I'm constantly thinking of jokes. That's really it. That's all. It's up there. There's not much up there.
Maybe you should go out on the road.
No,
open
no,
mic.
No. I'm not any good.
No, it is. It's I just enjoy. Hard.
I just. It, well, I asked her. I said, do you think I'm funny?" Because she wasn't laughing.
Okay.
And she said, "Sometimes." I'm like, oh, what a ringing endorsement.
Whoa.
Well, but you know, she. I'd be curious to know how many husbands and wives,
mm-hmm.
have similar senses of humor. Because my sense of humor definitely does not match my wife's. Now, I will tell you this about her. She's wonderful, and I love her to death. She's a very serious person. Like, she's not... She's a professional... I mean, she's a therapist, for heaven's sakes. Like, she's very... She's just... she's not one to just always be joking like me. So I think it's a good balance.
Yeah, she. I mean, being a therapist, she needs to be a little bit more buttoned down than you, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, she's very much buttoned. She's very buttoned up, and she doesn't crack a lot of jokes. She laughs. She's okay. Good, you know, she's relaxed.
She seemed. I met her at Jeff Austin's going away party.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
She was so sweet. She had a big smile on her face. Like, yeah, just because you're not joking doesn't mean. Yeah.
Well, look, she's the sweetest woman on the planet, and I'll put her up against anybody in a sweet contest.
Yeah.
She is, there's not a skeleton in that closet. She's absolutely wonderful. However, she doesn't have the best sense of humor, okay?
Okay.
All right. Can I say that, or am I going to get, I'm probably going to get stabbed.
No, your wife has the best sense of humor. She's the most beautiful.
She's great, but her and it's not a match.
Not everything, you can't have everything
That's
in common
right.
with somebody else.
And maybe it's good. So anyway... She says to me, "We're going out," as I was telling Joey. She said, and she never does this. It's usually on me to say, "Hey, you want to do this? You want to do that?" I'm the every couple has a planner, and then the other one that either shoots it down or says, "Okay, put it on the calendar." I'm the planner. I'm out talking to people. I'm like, "Hey, let's go to dinner this night. You want to go try this place? You want to go to this show? You want to do this?" And she'll say yay or nay.
Okay.
This is the first time in a long time she's like, "We're going out."
I like that.
"I want to go see Becky Robinson."
Yeah.
I'm like, "I have no idea who Becky Robinson is." She's like, "Well, we're going out." I'm like, "Okay, that's cool. I love a comedy show."
Hell yeah. My wife just did that with Eliza Schlesinger a couple weeks ago.
There you go.
It was great. She's funny.
Yeah. So, I know nothing about her. I don't know what I'm in for. It's at the Aladdin tonight. I'll be out there getting a couple cocktails and hopefully having some laughs. But I'm a little concerned because she never does this. So I'm wondering if I don't know. I'm wondering about the show here.
I mean,
I'm not gonna. Let's just be honest. What I'm trying to say is,
you don't.
I'm skeptical this is gonna be any good.
Oh, I'm sure she's gonna be funny, man. The thing All about right. like comedians like that, like if they're coming in December. I think it's a time where most of these like comedy places are trying to like get bigger names because they know people have time. They know people are home. This isn't like, you know, end of September where you're just trying to fill the bill or trying to fill the marquee. So I bet,
right.
even though I haven't heard of Becky Robinson, I bet she's pretty funny, man.
So this says, "Becky Robinson is originally from Tigard. My wife went to school with her. She got big from her impression of spoiled rich housewife."
Okay, that's got to be
My
funny.
Wife thinks she's hilarious.
See?
Me, not so much. Uh-oh.
Well, did your wife see that she's, like, originally from Portland then? And maybe that
I don't
was
know.
That was the way that...
I don't know!
Yeah.
I kind of like going in blind. This is going to say a lot about my wife that I... We've been together... Nurse Nice and I have been together for 25 years.
Wow.
And I think I'm going to learn something new about her tonight.
I love that. And that is why you are still together, my friend, because you are still
Maybe.
Learning new things about your spouse.
But what if I hate it?
That's okay. You can
You're right, that's
explain
okay.
to her, "Hey, babe,
hey,
thank
this
you
was
so-
terrible. Never recommend a comedy show again."
No, don't say
I'm just
that. No, I was going to say, "Hey,
as far as she knows, I'm going to love every minute of it."
Yeah. Well, just tell her, "Thank you for the recommendation. I appreciate you planning a night out for us." Honestly, like that, I think that alone, that's cool that she did that, for one. And then two... You know, you go try out something new. If you don't like it, then maybe you take her out to some comedian that you both have never heard of. How about that?
Well, I've done that a million times.
Oh, okay.
She'll go with me to, like, I mean, we go to Helium Comedy Club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And by the way, Shane Gillis is here this weekend.
He is? I saw that.
I like Shane Gillis, but I'm not going to the show, but I don't think she would like Shane Gillis.
We've had some, I mean, Eliza was just here. Dave Chappelle was here, I think, a week ago.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, at Moda. Shane Gillis, also at Moda.
Chappelle was at Moda?
Yes.
Nice.
I don't think he gave too much of a lead-in. He just kind of announced it, and then it was, oh, it's now, okay. But, yeah, good time in the comedy clubs for the laughs, if right around Christmas time, if you want to go see something like that. It usually is.
Old Gary, who texts us a lot, he says, hey, maybe you have a facetious sense of humor, something I inherited from my father. However, some people just don't appreciate it. I think that's right. I think I'm a giant smartass, and it is facetious often. And I think that he's exactly right. Some people just don't jive with that. And one of those people may be my own wife. Does that say?
I do think you know when to be serious, though, even with your wife. I think if it's... All right, there's constant jokes, and then there's
But that's all fake. All I want to do is joke. I mean, I know when to put on the mask, but...
Well, see, that's, I think, the problem, is there are a lot of dudes that don't know when to put it on.
Yeah, that's true.
Idiot. So, didn't Stephen Colbert say he tried his bit as, you know, the Colbert Report host at home with his wife?
Oh, did he?
And he was like, I will never make that mistake again. It's like, no, don't bring that home. It be you, not a funny angle.
Yeah. Well, interesting evening for us tonight. And
it's been fun.
I can't go to Joey Harrington's house.
I'm kind of, you know what? That would have been a dream come true for one crooner me. So I am definitely a little disappointed.
Took you over there?
Yes. If you and Sook got that invite and we're like, all right, one condition. We want to bring our, part-time producer Schulte right now. We want to bring him over, all right? Got to get him in.
What if we don't want to bring you?
Well, then that would suck. that would hurt me deeply.
Oh. Well, I don't want to hurt you.
Nah, dude. I'd deal.
You'd want to go over there and sing at the... See, I am drawing pictures in my mind of what that's like over there.
Yeah.
And I bet it's wonderful. And I'm sure that he makes a mean old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was doling out some wine. And, like, I've been over there. That neighborhood's nice. Like, I bet that's a fun time.
Yeah.
But I picture very, like, utopian, you know? Like, everything's perfect. Everyone's dressed perfectly. Everyone's good-looking.
Yeah, you walk on a movie.
It's like a movie set.
It's like, oh, this is the party going on in the Hallmark Christmas movie.
Yes,
that you see the.
That's exactly what I picture is going on at Joey's house tonight.
So there's going to be a very hot couple getting engaged for the holidays because that is most the theme of the Hallmark Christmas movie, right? Finding love, and then all these really nice looking, probably higher income people just hanging out celebrating Christmas.
Drama.
Oh,
I want fights.
Oh. I guess the more liquor, the better then, right? You got to just get them liquored up.
Well,
said Joey makes a mean old-fashioned.
I think that's his way of inviting us, knowing that we wouldn't be able to come.
Honestly?
Too short notice.
No, I disagree with you. Honestly,
so he can feel better about inviting us, but also feel great about not having us?
He sounded pretty excited about the invite. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, he kind of was, wasn't he?
You guys have been dogging him for years.
He's like, hey, I have an idea.
Yeah.
And his wife's wonderful.
I've never met his wife.
Yeah, she's great.
I met Joey. I mean,
great family.
Well,
they're straight out of it. Well, like you say, I mean, they're straight out of like a Fred Meyer photo frame. You know, where you go get a photo frame for your family photo, and it's them in there.
Yeah,
they're
models. They're models. I mean, full disclosure, I'm a huge Duck fan and wanted to, you know, get Joey's autograph as a kid. I couldn't, but...
Well, we don't need you fanboying over there.
It's pretty cool that I get to work with him now, so work near him.
This guy says, I think I would rather sing Christmas carols with Joey than play golf with Joey. That's pretty good.
Funny.
You might be right. Okay. I've golfed with him. He's pretty intense.
No kidding.
Very competitive man.
I'm shocked. A former NFL quarterback.
Yeah, I know.
Huh?
Yeah. Tell you what, you can tell a lot about someone's competitive spirit out on the golf course.
Oh, can I say, speaking to Joey's athletic ability really quickly, if you notice, this should not get overlooked, he was grabbing some wine glasses, as he told you, in that call, and getting tired at the top of the stairs, as a former NFL quarterback, made me feel better about being a regular human being.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, even the professional athletes get tired like that, doing simple tasks. Oh, thank you. It made me
feel
good.
I could have told you that as a former professional athlete.
Oh, yeah?
He's 47 now.
Stud.
Yeah, thank you. All right, let's get on track here. Yes, I have the 10 subtle signs you're ready to retire. That's next on The Fan.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's very strange at the age of 50, when you turn 50. And, of course, it's not just instant when you turn 50, but it's just an odd thing to start thinking about retirement. And the reason for that is you don't ever think of yourself as that old. And when you're young, you're just cruising through life, and retirement, the idea of retirement, even though you may plan for it,
so far away
with a 401k or whatever, is so far away. You just don't think about it. It's like priority number 830.
My wife and I have always talked, like, I'm 36, she's 37. We didn't even plan past like 35. You know, like, in general, I just don't think people really go farther than like 30, 35 with their overall life plan.
Well, I can tell you, when you get to 50, you start thinking about it.
No doubt.
You start thinking about, I'm convinced you either, because I don't know this, but I feel like no one ever really is ready. Well, you're always ready to retire, but I think no one is ever, it never syncs up with, okay, now I'm finally ready to retire, and then you just retire. Like,
gotcha.
you either get the money way ahead of time, and then you can retire whenever you want, or you're ready to retire long before you get the money to retire.
Yeah, that's fair.
I can't imagine anybody. I'm sure there will be examples. people will now text in and be like, yeah, I thought about retirement for the first time at 62. I retired the next day. Maybe. But I think, generally speaking, people are probably ready to retire before, well before, they actually pull the trigger. And I also think, in today's day and age, you know, it used to be you'd have the one job and you'd work at the whatever, the for one company, and you did it for 45 years, and they had a big retirement party for you, and they gave you a watch, and you sailed off into the sunset at 65.
And you got a pension.
Right. That's, I don't know. Everybody in this day and age of side hustles and everybody kind of doing, I just feel like the traditional sense of retirement is gone, where people oftentimes have jobs that they can still do on a part-time basis or a lesser basis and not retire, but still bring in some income. And so it's not really just all of a sudden I'm not at work one day and I'm done. So I don't know. Times have changed. But I have here the 10 subtle signs you're ready to retire. This from the Wall Street Journal. Number 10, get achy knees. It says, we all have ideas of when we want to retire, but how are your hips? If your hips ache a bit when you walk the corridors, maybe you should go take that hike in the Rockies sooner rather than later. Continuing to work whittles away at what time we have left to travel and enjoy the rest of the world. If your body is breaking down, it may be time to retire.
Yeah, that's smart, right?
If you hate your boss, this is the biggest reason most folks leave their jobs.
Shocking.
And at some point, you have to realize this could be your last boss. So that raises a question. Is it a good enough reason for you to retire? This retirement expert suggests that it's an opportunity to schedule an appointment with the human resources office at your firm. They probably can't do much about your boss, but many companies are eager to cut payroll and might pull together an early retirement package for you. How about that, Schultzy?
That sounds... you know what? That's leverage. That's what you call that, Rob. Sounds nice.
It'd be cool if we had an HR department. Number 8. Feel left out of retirement. Let's say that you and your spouse are both 65. She's retired and you're not. And let's say most of your friends are retired, too. This can turn into feelings of resentment if you don't really still enjoy your work. This is an opportunity to lean into your relationships with your spouse and friends. After all, who knows you better? Ask them straight up. If they think you're ready to retire, they might tell you to bag it. Take your peer group seriously.
I mean, yeah, that is, it's kind of assy if you're like the only one hanging around. You know, everyone else that you know that you communicated with or your group of friends is leaving work and you're still there. No, get out. Get the hell out.
Number 7, you notice your peers are gone. Says the retirement bug hit her oldest brother when he looked around one day and suddenly saw that he was the oldest man in the room. No one was telling him to retire, but he saw that it was time to step away. For some older workers, there is a recognition that you are at a different life stage than many of your peers. Oh, boy. There's mine.
I was going to say, you identify with that one, Rob?
Yeah. Number 6, wish you could volunteer more. There are many people who fail to find a community of friends at work, but often discover one while volunteering. This expert says he found such friendship while driving for a food bank in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This circles back to the importance of retiring to something, not from something. And that's very true. I remember having a neighbor once who was retired. And I talked to him quite often over the fence, and he said, I'm really bored. And I said, well, what do you do? I mean, like, do you want to go back to work? He said, no. He said, you know how I've really filled my time is volunteering, and I never had the time to volunteer before when I was working, and now it's very fulfilling to volunteer.
That's cool.
Something to think about. Is a great way to fill your time when you retire. Number 5, constantly checking your 401k. If you're suddenly looking at your 401k balances more often, it could be a sign you're mentally checking to make sure you're going to be all right if you leave work. And the top 4 subtle signs you're ready to retire. Number 4, catch the Sunday scaries. Does this scenario sound familiar? You're washing the Sunday dinner dishes or brushing your teeth before bedtime and you feel the looming horror of Monday morning back at work.
Isn't that...
I think that's pretty common.
I was like, that's like for people that just started a new job in their 20s. I feel like that's just everyone.
He says the Sunday scaries may be the biggest clue that it's time to make a change.
Well, then I should have retired from working in general 10
then
years
we'd all
ago.
Be retired.
That's just a wussy
and it's
move.
Not, it's not really that we despise or dread Monday. It's just that Saturdays and Sundays are way more fun.
Well, and there's... Hey, work is different for everybody. There's situations that may give you anxiety about going, you know, to deal with again on Monday. Like, the thing about that of the weekend is, like, I don't see my boss anymore. I don't have to deal with this. And then the anxiety of going to do it again, that's way more than, like, needing to retire. That's like, go find a new job.
Number three, avoid promotions. It might be time to retire when the word promotion suddenly sounds intimidating instead of intriguing. You basically decide you aren't competing for them anymore.
I disagree with that one, too. Why do you always have to move up? Why can you not, at 40, just be happy with the place that you're in?
Well, I think they're saying if you have that feeling,
okay,
that may be a time to retire.
All right.
They're saying there, Schultzy.
All right, Rob.
And the top two reasons, subtle signs that you're ready to retire, number two is you shrink from learning new tech tools. This happens to a lot of veteran workers. They lose their desire to learn yet another new software system that's supposed to make their work life so much easier until the next system comes along. Boy, that's me in a nutshell.
Yeah. I mean, I'm even kind of looking at that.
Damn
like,
it.
How long is this going to take?
Yeah. It's like if they got a whole new system for our drops and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I ain't learning that.
No, AI is just going to take over, right?
And number one, you arrive at work feeling numb. From time to time, it's normal to feel numb to your job, especially if you've been at it a long time. But if that sense of numbness comes more than once or twice a week, it might be time to pack it up, says David Conti, retirement coach at Retire Mentors, a consulting firm that he founded in New Hampshire.
I really do think some of these just apply in general to you need to leave your job. Yes, retire, sure, but there are people in their 20s and 30s that feel these as well. So,
this feeling of burnout doesn't mean you've had a lousy career. You're not tossing aside your life. You're making a transition, and transitions are never easy. And those are the 10 subtle signs you may be ready to retire. I am not coming in on Monday. I'm out. I'm retiring.
Did you feel all of those subtle signs?
Some of them.
Okay.
Some yes, some no.
I mean, I've felt half of them. I'm not even 40 yet.
Well, maybe you should retire, Schultzy.
Yes, I haven't made enough money yet. Huh? I haven't made any money.
Well, isn't that why? That's why people still work. They don't have enough to retire.
Exactly. So
I
it's like
that.
You could show up feeling numb, but like...
I'd retire tomorrow if I could. I can't.
Maybe you keep checking your 401k because there's not enough in it yet. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's all we're looking at. We want to see what's in there. Come on, baby.
It's like, when can I do it? When can I do it? You would know if you could do it. You would.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't have long left, Schultzy. I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't have that long.
Really?
Yeah, I'm 50. I kick and I stretch. I got other things to do.
I'm not going to be listening to you on Portland Radio until you're like 75.
You are not. I can assure you of that, fine sir.
All right. Well, hey, maybe I'll finally get an opportunity. I'm kidding. I would honestly listen to you and Sook until you were 100. So.
Ooh, that'd be bad.
It might not be.
How sad would it be if we're on here at 100? Are you kidding me?
Imagine
how much we'd be bitching.
I don't think you'd ever do that. You'd be bitching, but it'd be so effing funny.
Are you kidding me?
What, the Blazers? They never won a title for 70 years. I could hear it. I really could.
Yeah. Will the Blazers have won a title by then? Probably not.
No.
That's 50 years, dude.
For me,
anyway.
You know, they'll still be touting the one from 77. All the guys, they retired from that team.
All right. They are now manipulating the war market. Boy, this is something. We'll get to that next. Here's Schultzy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like?
It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, this is a wild story. You know, we've been talking a lot about manipulating different markets. Follow the money, man.
You can bet on anything nowadays.
You can. And you can manipulate most markets. Now, this one is a new one. Now, we've been talking some about like Kalshi and these polymarket apps. It's basically like, because they're fighting over whether or not they're actual gambling. They say they're not gambling.
Oh, it is.
It's just, well, it's more like collective wisdom, right? They're trying to say that, and you can bet on anything on these. You can, it's like politics, sports, pop culture, and it's like an exchange for probabilities, right? You can buy shares in something you think will happen. And if you're right, it pays you money. And then the other side is of your money is a person who thinks the opposite will occur. So okay. There's no like house. It's just you predicting something and somebody else predicting the opposite.
Which is why it's legal. You can't.
Right.
There's no house involved. Like
that's their distinction. That's exactly what they're trying to fight.
And you can. Hey, if I want to be an intermediary for one Isaac Rupp betting something against one Jordan Schultz, like that, there is a business for that. There's nothing wrong with that right now.
So on November 15th, as Russian forces were advancing on the outskirts of the town of Mironrod, if I'm pronouncing that right, Mironrod.
I like the first one.
In eastern Ukraine, retail investors placed risky bets in real time on the battle using Polymarket, a gambling platform that allows users to bet on predictive markets surrounding world events. If Russia took the city by nightfall, an event that seemed exceedingly unlikely to most observers, a handful of retail investors stood to earn a profit of as much as 33,000% on the battle from the comforts of their own home. They're betting on real-time war.
I don't like that.
So when nightfall came, these long-shot gamblers, they won big.
Uh-huh.
Now, how do you think they did that?
Because they knew.
No.
Really?
No. As a matter of fact, Russia did not take the town. Well, then, but they still won.
Well, then what happened?
Aha! Good question, Schultzy. It was because of an apparent intervention by a staffer at something called the Institute for the Study of War, the ISW. It is a think tank. It is based out of D.C., okay. And it produces daily interactive maps of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. And Polymarket often relies on it to determine the outcome of bets placed on the war.
Well,
so
then,
basically, they got this think tank to manipulate the map, and they cashed.
Yeah.
According to the tech outlet 404 Media, just before the market was resolved, someone at ISW edited its map to show that Russia had taken control of a key intersection in the town, despite the lack of indications that Russia had made any such advance.
Yeah, that's unethical, and frankly, I think placing bets on people fighting and people possibly dying, is there a word beyond, like, unethically evil for that? Like, at that, this is not okay in my book, Rob. Holy ass.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oof.
Yeah, and they came out and said, yeah, it's come to our attention that an unauthorized and unapproved edit to the interactive map had occurred.
Okay.
But it doesn't say whether or not the guys got had to give their money back.
My God.
Well, I think they paid them out.
Lucky, lucky.
Yeah.
Man.
That. You can manipulate anything. Manipulating the war betting market.
Not for long, I'm
what
sure.
What a world.
This is a strange place in 2025, Rob.
Sure feels that way, doesn't it, Schultzy?
Did you see Underdog Sports, by the way? They are not taking bets anymore.
So who's
they're
that?
Underdog is kind of like a prop-based. I know you were saying you don't really like props. They offer like over-unders on like, okay. Hey, you know, so if a player gets a base hit, like, you win. They had offered just straight up like sports lines as well. So you could bet, you know, like the total of a game or whether or not a team was going to win. They just took all of those off. But in doing that, all the futures bets that were placed by customers on that website are paid out, Rob.
They paid them out?
They paid them out.
Whoa.
So any futures bet, if I had bet on the Duckies to win the Natty, that pays out. If I had I want to see a little bit more into this and like find out if like, okay, if there was like a massive three-way parlay, like we've seen, you know, somebody will bet like UConn to win the national basketball championship, Kansas City to win the Super Bowl, and then Golden State to win the NBA Finals. Those can pay out massive amounts, but Underdog Sports paying out these futures bets, man.
How about that?
Unfreaking believable.
That'd be fun.
I was very mad I did not place any bets on there.
I placed a futures bet today.
There you go.
You guys want to know what I bet?
Love it. Go.
It's pretty out there. Are you ready?
Drum roll, please.
I bet today on Oklahoma City to win the NBA championship.
I don't think that's out there at all, sir.
That's pretty out there.
What was it, like -150 at this point?
No! Okay, so the reason I bet it,
yeah,
is because I was looking at two different books, and one of them had minus money. The other one, they were still plus money, so I just took the plus money.
Good for you,
I'm like,
Rob.
Dude, this is the greatest team of all time. I got plus money on this? Get out of here!
That's how you find the angles, babe.
I can't afford not to place that
and
wager.
You know what? As soon as this season ends and next year's futures come out, place a bet again on Oklahoma City.
Maybe. The trifecta, the three-peat.
Well, they own how many draft picks? They own the Clippers' first-round pick. They've got no.
Yeah,
they,
no kidding.
They're unbeatable
somebody
through
said,
2030.
I saw somebody that said if Shai Gilgeous-Alexander got hurt, they would still be the number one team in their power rankings. And that's their best player.
Oh, Jalen Williams is so good, though. I mean,
well, he's been hurt half the season.
Exactly.
And they're 25-1.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Skinny Chet Holmgren, babe.
Are you kidding me?
All right, we got to wrap this bitch up. We'll do that next on The Fan.
You know, we got a text saying the best thing about us doing a show at 100 years old is it would mean they are 115.
And that's right.
That's true.
You live a nice, long, healthy life. Who do you think the oldest sports talk radio host is right now?
It was Mike Francesa, because he just got out of it way too late, I would assume. But there's probably some, like, college guy, you know, or
college? What?
Like, somebody in, like, a college town. Like, an Ann Arbor, Michigan radio host. Or, like, a Knoxville, Tennessee radio host that's, like, 78 and just been talking SEC football forever. and he just won't leave the mic till he dies. That's my guess.
Here's a guy named Bob Wolf. He holds the record for the longest career as a sports broadcaster, starting in 1939, well into his 90s.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Bob. Wife not watching at home, bud?
Sonny Hill, a Philly legend, active for over 50 years, hosted shows well into his 80s. My God, man.
I mean, there's some old guys like on TV still, obviously. But
well, yeah, but that's different. I'm talking about sports talk.
Sports talk radio. Oof.
I guess there's probably some old guys that do a bunch of podcasts, too.
Yeah.
They're just at home doing their thing.
Yeah, but if you're just talking like actual shows, I feel like kind of, you know, Tony Bruno's a little older. He's kind of done. Like
Tony Bruno, is he still on?
No, I don't think so. He's probably doing a podcast like you just mentioned.
He's 73.
You see, there you go. That's kind of what I'm talking about. Like those guys from like the last 20 years of radio like leadership, Colin Cowherd, Jim Rome, Tony Bruno was a little
Colin
bit earlier
and
than that.
Rome are both 61.
Yeah, so, oh my God. And frankly, they don't look it. Good for them. All that money's really helped.
Dan Patrick, 69.
He's got to be up there. See, that's one that he might
be. Yeah, he might be the oldest.
He's got to be the most well-known oldest for sure. Because, yeah, like I said, there's
Francesa's 71.
Yeah, but he's just doing a podcast. Yeah. You know, so he's not even. Yeah, I think Dan Patrick would qualify. Francesa's not even in. It's like Hacksaw from like San Diego.
I can
still
see them winning
it.
This game. I can see them losing this game.
Hacksaw.
Yeah. Very famous.
76 years old. Nah, he's not on the air.
No.
Lee Hamilton.
Oh, yes. Lee Hacksaw Hamilton. Thank you.
Still active with podcasts and social media. Yeah, see?
All these guys are active.
That's
podcasters.
What it is.
Yeah.
Well, they retire, but then they're like, I can still make some money, so I'll just throw out some tweets.
If it. And even if they're not making money, why not go and, just, you know, talk on the mic every day? And
yeah,
just,
exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Did it for so long.
Well, that's going to do it for us, guys.
It is. Just about.
Another week of shows down.
God. Today was a quick one.
Yeah, well, like I said, the whole year's going fast. 2025 is almost over.
The Sharon Moore stuff this week made it go really quick, too. This is one of those weeks, Rob, that like...
Dude, it's always like that. It never disappoints. It's always something.
Transcendent, like, events that happen like this, though, in the world of sports. You kind of never forget, and it's not very often where you get one where, oh, new details, 12 hours later, more new details. You usually have to wait months for those details.
Everybody have a wonderful weekend, okay? Stay safe out there. Souk is back on Monday. We will see you then. 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.